Hello, welcome back. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and possibly even good night, hopefully after you listen. So, we're back at it. If you're listening to this, it's Monday. The weekend has surpassed us, and we are getting ready for the work week. So, let's just recap. Today is just a what we did during the weekend, what you possibly did during the weekend, and just a few things regarding some of the events that happened this weekend. So, without further ado, what did we do this weekend? What did you do this weekend? Hope you had a wonderful weekend. It was beautiful weather here. It was a little chilly, but it was good. Weather was nice, and we were able to get outside for both days, and I will say I loved it, and I feel like my girls loved it. I feel like overall we had a good weekend, a productive weekend, but we also had some bumps, some rough patches. But you know what? That is life. And so if you feel like this weekend wasn't exactly what you planned like it was going to be, that's all right. Because you made it another weekend. You survived. Your kids survived. Your loved one, your spouses, you know, you survived the weekend and you learn and you go. So, what did we do this weekend? You know, I'm trying to think honestly what we did Friday. And I remember last time talking about my daughter was asking me to pick them up early. And I know that I picked them up early. I just cannot remember what we did for the life of me. But I did get off early. I did go pick them up early. And I want to say we just came home. I'm not really sure what we did, but I know what we did Saturday. Saturday, oh my gosh. Listen, I don't know if you are, if your household is the type of household where Saturdays are lazy, get up whenever, kind of go with the flow, but I'm not really that way. And my household really isn't that way. And so while I would love to sleep in, I always feel like, me personally, even when I don't have the kids, this weekend I had them, but sleeping in, to me, it kind of wastes my day. It feels like I waste my day. It feels like I'm not productive. Growing up, I remember in the summertime, I mean, I had a job, but growing up, it was always, it was pretty much 6 o'clock in the morning. You were going to go do something. You were going to go to work. You were going to go outside and do something. And so that has pretty much engraved in me to where I really don't need an alarm clock. I have an internal alarm clock and I wake up. Not only that, but my kids wake up. Funny thing is, it doesn't matter what time we go to bed. On the weekends, they're up bright and early. On the weekdays, when they have to go to school, daycare, they could go to bed early, 7:30, 8. I say 7:30, like 8:30, you know, realistically. And they could sleep all night long. And when I try to wake them up at 7, they're not wanting to wake up. But come the weekend, we can go to bed at 10. And guess what? They're coming in my room telling me it's wake-up time, which I love it, but it's like 6:30 in the morning. And actually, this weekend, I think it was around 5:30, 5:45 Saturday morning. My two-year-old asked for chocolate milk. No, I wasn't having it, but yeah, I had to go in there, change the diaper, give her some chocolate milk. And she went back to sleep. They did wake up probably a little after 7, but you know what we did Saturday? I don't know if you all have these around you. I don't. Wow, what am I saying here? I know that you do. Trampoline parks. Oh, yeah. I wanted to do something different. Typically, you know, we go to the zoo or we go to the museum or we kind of have a lazy weekend, but I felt like I wanted to do something with them. I feel like we wanted to get out. Getting out is the best. And I feel like we always go to the park, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I just wanted to do something different with them. So we went to a trampoline park here locally. and they opened up around, I think they opened up at 10:30, so we were up. They were up early, and I made breakfast. Yep, I made breakfast. And I even asked these children of mine, what would they like for breakfast? No, I didn't ask them what would they like. Maybe this is on me, but I did say, Daddy's gonna cook eggs. Dad's gonna cook cinnamon rolls. Like, is there anything else you girls want? We have fruit, we have blueberries, we have grapes, and we have bananas. And I said, that's fine. I said, sounds good. Sounds yummy. Is what they said. And so I kid you not, I made eggs and I made some cinnamon rolls. And my 4-year-old actually did eat the eggs. And she ate a few bites of cinnamon roll. And my 2-year-old just, well, yeah, she wanted some chips first thing in this morning, first thing Saturday morning, and I wasn't having that. So I ended up getting her some cereal. I caved in, but I'm like, man, I cooked. But I gave her some cereal. She had some blueberries. She had a few grapes. My 4-year-old, she actually ate her eggs, like I was saying earlier. But of course, if one of them gets one thing, the other one wants the same. So she had to have cereal too. And then I asked for a cereal bar after that. Little cereal bar, apple scented cereal bar. And I'm like, guys, you are killing me. I'm not even gonna make breakfast. I don't know why I do it, but that's what I like. I love the weekends that I have them, and I love that I get to get up and we get to cook breakfast. Even if I'm the only one eating it, funny thing is, I typically don't even get to sit down for a lot of the meals when I have the girls because it's kind of chaos. But I actually did get to sit down Saturday morning and actually eat my food with them, and it was pretty solid. So, had breakfast. Hey, if you guys, I don't know what you guys do for breakfast, but Saturdays, Sundays, breakfast is good. At least here. I like it. They eat. It is what it is. Got dressed, and let me tell you, being a dad of two girls, they are mixed. They have curly hair. When I say curly hair, I mean fro curly. It's a mess. It's a mess to tame. Okay? And I'll tell you, I do my best. I do my best. But it is hard to get out of the door when hair needs to be done. And it is, I don't know. Mixed kids. I love my girls. They have the curliest hair ever. And I love it when it's done right, but man, it takes forever to do it right. And so that's probably another episode I'm gonna do is, how I've got some friends that are single dads and they've got boys. And sometimes I'm like, man, you don't even know how easy you have it because y'all just slip out the door, throw some clothes on, and you're good. If I do that with my girls, we look like homeless hobos, and it's not a pretty look. I honestly don't really care what people think, but I also don't want to be the dad that walks around. 'Cause it's happened at the girls' school a few times where the girls will not let me do their hair. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna fight that battle. You're gonna go to school, nappy headed, hair everywhere. And I get looks sometimes. The daycare staff, they know me. But still, I'll drop them off and they'll kind of smirk and be like, oh, you no hair? You're not gonna do your hair today? I'm like, look, you can do the hair if you want to. And 9 times out of 10, believe it or not, they will actually do their hair at daycare. It's not because I'm not capable of doing it by any means. It's just They don't want me doing the hair in the mornings because sometimes they're cranky, sometimes they're fussy. And I tried, but it's funny because I'll send them to daycare and I pick them up and their hair's done. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. Anyways, see, I'm ranting. We were going to the trampoline park. I say were, we did. And it was awesome. It was awesome and it was bittersweet. It's my first time, like, kind of doing that with them in a while. And one, it was expensive. Let me tell you, it was expensive. But I will say we had a blast. And sometimes I don't like spending money like that, but I also know it's about the experience. And yes, they nickel and dime. We had to pay for socks, people. Socks. We left the house, and I feel bad too, because we left the house and they didn't want to wear shoes with socks. And I told them, we're going to the trampoline park. You have to wear socks if you're going to the trampoline park. And they fought that for a little while. Then finally, I got it through their heads and they put on socks and they put on shoes. And then we get there and it's like, oh, you have to pay for socks. And socks are like $2.50 a piece. I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyways, it was expensive. But we got there when they opened up and they had an amazing time. And my back is still hurting from playing with them because I don't know your age. I don't know what you did as a kid. But for you to kind of figure out my age, I remember a place called Discovery Zone. And my grandmom used to always take us. That was one of the highlights growing up, spending the night at grandmom's house, is we went to Discovery Zone. And this place was Discovery Zone and a trampoline park, and the girls loved it. Absolutely loved it. We were jumping. They had a foam pit. They had huge slides. I mean, they even had a little kind of, what is that, American Ninja Warrior little course with monkey bars and ropes and ladders and things you could climb on. It was actually awesome. And the girls did, I have to brag on them. They did awesome. I don't know if you've ever taken your kids out and you're just worried. You're just really worried that it's just not going to go well. It went awesome. And I had an amazing time. And I hope that they did too. Because during the trampoline park session, not one time did I have to get onto them. They loved it. They listened. We played. We ran. Ball pit. I mean, foam pit. It was amazing time. And a lot of times, we take that for granted. Because we want things to be so perfect when, honestly, sometimes we just need to let it flow. Let it go. Oh, you want to run over here real quick? Let's do that. Oh, you want to run back over here? Like, it was a constant running back and forth, but you know what? A lot of times they're on our schedule, and a lot of times we're not on their schedule. And that's what I wanted it to be, was me on their schedule. Whatever they wanted to do at that trampoline park, I was game. I was game for it. And as the day went on, we were only there for probably 3 hours, a little over 3 hours, but I noticed something. I did notice something, and I've noticed it before, and I'm not harping on anyone because I know that we're all going through things in our life, and it's not fair to judge anyone. But I did notice that there were some people there that were actually playing with their kids. Now, I will say, You did have to pay extra if you wanted to play with the kids. So I'm gonna hold it in and say, I get it. I really didn't want to pay extra for me to play with them, but I'm not gonna sit down and watch them play and not interact. That's how I've always been with my girls. And so I will say I was super proud of seeing a lot of men and women parents playing with their kids. Like, we were up like on the not third story, but like the third tier, third or fourth tier of this thing. And we're way up there. And of course, I'm crawling on my knees. They can walk around, but I'm crawling on my knees. My back's already hurting. And I'm having a good time. But I noticed there were actually parents up there playing with their kids. Not even ashamed of being up in the tubes, going down the slides, crawling on their hands and knees. And I know we all felt it at the end of the day, but I was actually really impressed with how many people took their pride aside and said, I'm doing this for my kid. I don't care how goofy I look. I don't care. Because I was that same parent. I didn't care how goofy I looked. We were doing it all. And I was super proud of seeing parents up there interacting with their kids. And there were parents that weren't doing anything, and there were parents that were on their phones, not really watching, and the kids were trying to get their attention. Look, I'm not saying anything bad about anything, but I will say this. I was super proud of seeing parents engaged. And I want to say, if you're ever at that moment where you feel like, I don't want to do something because I'm gonna look silly or I'm gonna feel. There was music playing. There's music playing. The girls were dancing. I got down and was dancing. There were other parents. It was just. It was a good time not worrying about who was gonna see you being a goofball with your kids. The kids love that. And then I'll also say, another one of my session, my podcast was talking about other kids coming up to me or even you. Hey, look at me, or hey, come play with me. There were kids doing that, and I'm like, where are your parents at? Where are your parents at? Like, and I didn't mind playing with them, but I also have my two daughters that want my attention. So it's okay, I see what you're doing. I will play for a little bit, but I've got my two girls too. And I'm just saying at the end of the day, don't worry about other people's opinions. And don't worry about looking silly. Because who cares, right? Who cares? So I want to say I was super proud. Super proud about people actually engaging and playing with their kids. Now, I will say this on the flip side. It seems like when I do have my girls and we go out and do things, I get approached by a lot of individuals, male and females, saying, oh, that's really nice what you're doing with your kids. And I always don't know what to say to that because it always throws me off guard because I instantly think, what do you mean? It's nice that I'm doing something with my kids. Like, isn't that what we all should be doing? And I hear it time after time after time. Oh, that's nice what you're doing. Oh, you're an amazing parent for doing these things with your girls. Or, oh, you just don't see that often. And I'm just blown away of some of the comments. It feels good, but also, I don't know if it's a, I don't know if it's a single dad thing. I don't know if it's just a single parent thing. I don't know if it's a single mom thing, but for me to get approached pretty much anytime I have the girls out doing something about how it's nice to see you doing something with your girls or doing something with your kids, there's no way we're at a day and age where that's out of the norm. I will say it should never be out of the norm, whether you're a dad, whether you're a mom. And I don't know if it's a dad thing. And I think it may be rare, but I don't know how, because when I'm out and about, I do see not as many. I see a lot of moms doing things with their kids, but I do see dads out there doing stuff with their kids. And I'm not harping on anyone, but also, I mean, hey, if that's so, like, we got to step it up. I know for a fact it is hard to get out and do things with your kids. I know it's hard. I know it's frustrating. I know one temper tantrum can be catastrophic to the whole day. But they're only young for a certain amount of time. And you have to enjoy those moments. And you have to get out and do things with them. Not every day, not all the time, but you do have to get out and you do have to do things with them. So get that diaper bag, get it full of snacks. Trust me, I've done it both ways. I've walked out the door and gone to do things and not been prepared, and it's been good and it's been bad. I've packed up the diaper bag full of stuff and it takes forever, but I know that I got everything I need. Snacks, diapers, I mean, everything, water, oh my gosh. And we just go. And that's just part of life. And once you do it a few times, it's just normal. So get out, do things with the kids. Just do it. Nike, just do it. I don't know if I should say that or not, but it doesn't matter. Just do it. So anyways, yes, Trampoline Park was fun. Seeing other people interact with their kids was amazing. Y'all are doing awesome. Seeing people not care about what they look like when they're enjoying their kids is amazing. A little touchy subject. It did kind of hit me hard when I did see families out doing things and it was just me and the girls. It was like, it's like I know I am perfectly capable of doing this, but also it's hard. It's hard seeing that. It's hard seeing, other couples, a whole family doing stuff when you're the single parent doing it. It's hard, but you got it. It doesn't matter. You got it. You're getting it done and you're doing amazing. So, with that being said, Trampoline Park was awesome. However, we're getting hungry. It's time to go. And so, I'm telling the girls we can go get Chick-fil-A 'cause they've done so well. So, anytime we go get Chick-fil-A, 'cause it's right down the street. It's always we get, you could not get the prize and you can get an ice cream. Anyways, I tell them that. And I think it was just they were playing so hard and they were getting hungry that we kind of had a little meltdown before we got to Chick-fil-A. And let me tell you, I had a pep talk with my girls. I had a serious pep talk with him because have you ever went into a restaurant? Because I know I'm not the only one, and you had to get up and leave because of catastrophic failure, catastrophic meltdown, and I didn't want that. I'm sorry, that is embarrassing to me, but also I know it happens, and I used to always be that parent. Not parent. I used to always be that person that would see that before I had kids. And I used to always tell myself, nope, that'll never happen to me. And like I said, never say never because you'll be the first one it happens to. And it happens. It happened multiple times. You just have to get up. You have to walk out of the restaurant, whether you have your food or not. And you have to go. And so they were hungry. They're getting frustrated. We're going to Chick-fil-A. there's nothing bad about it. Like, I don't know what the deal was, but they weren't having it. And I pull up in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, and I park my truck. And I shut it off, and I look back at both of them, and they're having little attitudes, and I literally have a pep talk with them. And I tell you this, it felt like, have you heard those Denzel Washington speeches sometimes? Like, it felt like a Denzel Washington speech. I was just like, now look, before we walk into Chick-fil-A, you will listen, you will sit down, you will, no yelling, no screaming, I don't want to hear it, I hear a peep, we're walking out, I don't care, this is what you're going to do. And I tell you, like, I had a speech with them, and I felt like Denzel for a little bit. Like, not that my girls are disobedient at all, but it was just that starting of something that I knew was going to escalate, and I had to shut it down, and we just had a little pep talk. And they both looked at me. And it's funny because I don't know why they do this sometimes, but I'll tell them something and they'll be like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, yes, sir. Like, yes, sir. And they're just like, oh, yep, yes, sir. I'm like, okay, all right, we're good. We're good. Pep talk, went in Chick-fil-A, and yeah, it was good. It was solid. They're going to be kids. They're going to be a little loud. They're going to make a mess. I've learned that that is just the way it is. But also, while we're eating, I had several people come up and say, your kids are actually well-behaved. And I'm like, please, like, you have no idea. I told one couple we had a pep talk before we came in here. So that's why they're doing good. But yeah, can you think of times in restaurants or stores where meltdowns happen? I'm telling you, like, you don't think it's going to happen to you, and then you have kids. So be mindful. It all happens. It happens to the best of us. And there are times when you have to walk out the restaurant. There are times you have to walk out and discipline your kid and come back in. Or maybe you just have to leave completely. But let me tell you, like, don't ever feel bad. Don't. Please don't ever feel bad, because I have a hard time with that too. I feel like everyone's always staring when they're throwing a temper tantrum. And you do have a few people staring, but let them stare. Like, who cares? We're all human. They're having a bad day. You're handling your situation. Don't ever feel bad. I will tell you that firsthand. It doesn't matter. Okay? So, don't ever. Kids throwing a tantrum in the middle of a restaurant, handle your business. Be a parent, handle your business. Don't feel bad. It is what it is. That is what it is. So, oh man. While we were eating too, I don't know if it's just my 2-year-old, but she can make the biggest mess ever. And I'm the type of person to where I will tell you this. If we eat at a restaurant and my girls make a mess on the table, and then that mess goes onto the floor, I don't have a hard time at all getting some napkins or going to go find a broom and sweeping that stuff up. Because that's the type of person I am. And I feel bad. I feel bad when they make a mess. I try to clean it up the most I can. I never want to leave anything that much of a mess for someone else to clean up. And I've never worked in retail. I've never worked in a restaurant before. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to them. I mean, you know, I tell my kids this all the time. Like, we weren't raised in a barn. Like, have some manners. Eat your food. Let's not make a mess. But my 2-year-old can make the biggest mess. And let me say this. My 2-year-old will make the biggest mess. She will look at you and make a mess. And it's frustrating too, because when you get onto her and she's making a mess, it will then make that mess 10 times bigger. And that's when you're like, that's when you're gonna lose your cool, but you can't because you're in a restaurant and people are watching you. Yep, I've been there before. Tell her to stop, and she makes a bigger mess. But it's interesting because what's really random about it is she can make the biggest mess on the table, in her chair, on the ground. It doesn't matter to her. But the second there is, if she is eating ice cream or sauce or queso, and there's a little drip that she doesn't get all the way in her mouth, and it's like on the side of her mouth and it's running down, she will freak out. She will freak out. She could spill water all over the table and play in it, and it's fine. It's funny to her. But there's a little bit of dribble coming out of her mouth, and she freaks out. And here's the kicker. That's not even the crazy part. The crazy part is she will stop what she's doing and she needs a napkin ASAP. She needs a napkin. And let me tell you, that napkin better be clean. It better be the crisp. It better be the most clean napkin. It cannot be a used napkin, is what I'm getting at. It has to be a fresh napkin. And she'll dab her little mouth and she'll wrinkle it up and throw it. Throw it at you, throw it somewhere. And I'm like, this child is psychotic. Because she will do that same thing again and there'll be a little drip and she'll freak out. And you'll try to give her a napkin that's barely been used and she won't take it. It drives me wild. Because we will leave a table. And I know napkins right now, paper towels are a hot commodity item. Like, those things are hot. We'll leave a table and she has napkins everywhere. Napkins everywhere. So, random thing. I don't know if your kids have something like that. Maybe it's just my 2-year-old psychotic 2-year-old, but it's got to be a fresh napkin. And there can't be any like dribble on her side of her mouth or like anything like that. But she could have chips, she could have everything, rice, you name it, thrown everywhere. It could be in her hair and she doesn't care. It could be all over her shirt, doesn't matter. Second it's just dribbling out of her mouth, she freaks out. Freaks out. I don't know what your kids do. I don't know if it's just my kids, but that's what happens and it drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. So, Chick-fil-A, no, trampoline park, Chick-fil-A, we're good, we're solid. At this point, I know, parents, at this point, I know it's closing in on nap time. My 2-year-old needs a nap. There are days she doesn't get one and she's a mediocre, okay. But it's closing down because we went to the trampoline park and we played hard. So I know a nap's coming. But I also told them that we were going to go look at Christmas decorations at Hobby Lobby. And boy, I will never do that again. There are a lot of things that I don't care and I will do with my kids. I'm never taking them to Hobby Lobby until they are older. Dear Lord, I don't know I was thinking, but I will never, ever, ever, ever take my 2-year-old and 4-year-old to Hobby Lobby again. Oh my. First off, Hobby Lobby had like 50% off Christmas decorations, and that place was a madhouse. So that didn't help. Number two, we're approaching nap time. Actually, we're past nap time. We're past it. And I'm amazed that they did so well, but we're past nap time. But they wanted like everything. Everything. And then they wanted it. Here, look, listen. I'm gonna stop. Dear Lord, what do you parents do for shopping carts when you have two or more kids? What do you do? Because when the kids are little, like, I'm thinking, throw them in the shopping cart and let's go. Nope. No. No, they want to hang on the side of it. They want to hang on the front of it. They want in. They want out. The aisles are cluttered. There are people everywhere. I got kids. Let me tell you, I dang near had an anxiety attack in Hobby Lobby. There's so many things that are breakable. There's so many things that's just out on the shelves. It's just like, it's not a very kid-friendly store, in my opinion. I'm not taking them there again. Because, and see, it's bringing flashbacks. See, and we're like not even 5 minutes into the store. And of course, because I asked, I did ask. I asked at the trampoline park, and we went to the potty. Diaper change. Successful. Had it in the books. Chick-fil-A, 8. Before we left, do we need a potty? Diaper change. Nope. Nope. Okay. We're good. Are you sure? Nope. We're good. Okay. Hobby Lobby, not even 5 minutes. My tummy hurts. Now, I'm traumatized because I've had my tummy hurts before, followed by violent throw up. Violent throw up. That laugh was actually because I mean, violent throw up. And we're in the middle of Hobby Lobby, and all I could think about was my child ate too much because she tore up her chicken nuggets, her French fries, and her ice cream. She tore it up, and her chocolate milk. And she's holding her tummy, and she said, "My tummy hurts." And I'm thinking, we're about to blow chunks everywhere. Everywhere. And there are so many people in this store. Like I had a flashback to when she did that here at the house, and all I could think about was, I'm about to never, ever, ever be able to come back to Hobby Lobby. So all I could do was find the closest associate, ask them where the bathroom was, and you guessed it, it's all the way on the opposite side of the store. So tell them to get in the basket, and we are going to the potty. And the whole time, my 4-year-old's, my tummy hurts. Daddy, my tummy hurts. And I'm like, okay, you're good. I'm sweating at this point. I'm sweating. I know she doesn't feel good. And I'm thinking, please, we have to make it. We have to make it. We made it. We did make it. And of course, we have to go into the men's restroom because there's no family restroom. And let me tell you, dads. Dads, moms too. I'm gonna say it for the dads portion because I'm a dad, okay? And I don't really know how the ladies portion works because I don't go in there, but I do know this: where we are located at, it's a family town. People come here to raise a family. What I will say is, no matter where I have gone. Here and outside of this area, when I am traveling with the girls, it is a problem to find a freaking family restroom. And if you find a family restroom, a clean one, but it is a problem. What, can we fix that, please? Can we please fix that? Because here's what I'm also going to say. Why on earth that if there's not a family restroom, do I have to go into the men's restroom? Do I have to find a freaking baby changing station? If I find one, but if I even find one, okay? But when I do find one, why does it have to be next to the urinals? Someone please, please let me know why I have to change my child next to a urinal. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyways, this Hobby Lobby didn't even have a baby changing station in it. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And of course, I'm just so used to it nowadays that she, I drop, this is for my 2-year-old. But, and yes, my 4-year-old. Okay, let me get back to my 4-year-old. We get in the restroom, two stalls, no baby changing station. And we're not, there's one handicap one, which there's someone occupied, someone's using that one, and when I say they're using it, they're going to town. And of course, my kids, they don't care. Whatever's coming out of their mouth is coming out of their mouth. And this person is going to town in the toilet next to us. And my girls are like, "Is he okay?" And I'm like, "Oh God." Like, "Oh my gosh." Like, and I know he heard him because he was laughing. Anyways, I set my 4-year-old on the potty. Here, I put toilet paper down. Don't touch anything because they want to touch everything. I'm just like, do not touch anything. Don't even look at anything. Just stand there. Because my 2-year-old wants to touch everything. My 4-year-old sits on the potty after I put the toilet paper down on the toilet seat. And I figured out why her tummy hurt. I guess she didn't poop the day before. I don't know. But let me tell you, I didn't really know when she pooped until it hit me, the smell. And then, of course, maybe this is TMI, but I'm just gonna tell you, because I do this, because I don't know why. Anytime they poop, I'm gonna look in the toilet. I'm gonna see what's coming out. I just have to. I don't know. I just have to. And when I tell you, when I looked, and I was like, I did a double take because I don't know how that came out of her body, but the smell was horrible and the size was, oh my gosh. And then I was like, no wonder your tummy hurts. No, anyways, back to the whole, why can't places, restaurants, I have better, a little bit better accommodation for single dads, for dads with their kids, not even single dads, but just dads that have to take, because maybe when you have boys, it's different, but when you have 2 girls and you have to go to the men's restroom, it grosses me out. It does. I'm sorry. It grosses me out because it's disgusting. Absolutely filthy. And then heaven forbid I have to change my daughter, my 2-year-old, on a changing station that's next to a urinal, or there's nothing there, and I'm pretty good at dropping pants, taking off a diaper. If it's just pee, it's one thing, but if it's poop, yep. I've had places where I don't go back there. I'm sorry, I just don't. If there's no changing station, I don't. I will let an associate know. I'll ask them, do you guys plan on putting a changing station in the men's restroom? And most of the time they say we need to talk to upper level management. And I said, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm just letting you know there's no changing station in there. And it's hard. It's hard. Anyways, it's not impossible. Anyways, where I'm going with that is, see, it's a rant. It's a rant. It's one thing after another after another. But I will say this. Moms, you probably feel the same way, but I'm just telling you from the dad's portion of it, it sucks. It's hard. It is hard, especially when you have girls, to go in a men's restroom. And, yep. Anyways, back to it. Her tummy was hurting because she had the biggest poop of her life. Biggest poop in her of her life. Anyways, we got that under control. We were good to go. We get out. And I didn't tell you all this, but before I went in there, I had a shopping cart. So I had to put my shopping cart somewhere. So I kind of like tucked it away in the corner and someone stole my shopping cart. Someone stole it. And I should have known right then and there. Someone took my shopping cart. It was time to go. It was just time to go. But no. I told them we were going to go look for Christmas decorations and I was going to stick to my plan. So we had to walk through Hobby Lobby. And where the restroom was, I don't know if it was just meant to be. But where the restroom was and came out were the kind of the wall art, like the wall signs, the decorations, art you can put on your wall. art and then like, you know, word sayings, stuff like that. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I'm probably not saying it right. Maybe I am. I don't know. Anyways, we came out and it was interesting. I will say this, it kind of hit me. They both, I kid you not, walked over and proceeded to pick up this sign. And I don't know how and I don't know why, but they both picked it up and they were fighting over it. Like, who could hold it? And they were saying, "Can we get this?" And I was like, at first, I was about to go off because we didn't come in for a sign. We did not come in. And they're fighting over it. And I'm like, "Girls, put the sign down." Like, we didn't, like, dad voice is coming out. I said, "Put the sign down. We came in for Christmas decorations." And they said, "We want this sign. Like, we like this sign." And I look at it, and it says the following. It says this: "Be thankful, live simply, be kind, believe in yourself, never give up, use please and thank you, help others, cherish family and friends, do your best, listen with your heart, laugh often, and love lots." I read that and I dang near teared up in the middle of Hobby Lobby. I don't know why. I don't know why they grabbed that sign. I don't know why they were fighting over it. But I bought that sign. It's 50% off. Wound up being like $11. It's a pretty big sign. And I bought it. I don't have that many decorations in my house at all. I've been meaning to put things up, but I just haven't. But let me tell you, that sign, and I don't know why they picked it. That was the first sign they picked, and they had to have it. And I bought it. Needless to say, that is the only thing we bought because after they were fighting over that sign, there were way too many people in that Hobby Lobby, and we just needed to go because it was Meltdown Central. But I don't know why, and I don't know how that happened, but that sign ended up coming home. And the girls didn't forget either because they fell asleep on the way home. Hobby Lobby's probably 12 to 15 minutes away from the house. And they both fell asleep. And then we got home and they woke up. And they didn't forget that we bought that sign. They were asking when and where can we put it? And I let them pick. I let them pick where they wanted to put it. And they wanted to put it in the kitchen. And so we hung up a sign. We hung up that sign. That's the only, I think there are. Maybe, no. I think there's like a couple other pictures that are hung up, but that's it. It's in my entire house. Anyways, yeah. A trip to Hobby Lobby to buy Christmas decorations ended up getting a sign that they picked that meant more than they could ever imagine to me. Sometimes things happen and your kids know what's best. I'm telling you, they're really smart and they've got a lot going for them. And maybe there are times when they can sense things and they just know. They just know. So, man, I am still ranting. That was our Hobby Lobby. That was our Hobby Lobby trip. So that was Saturday. In a nutshell, that was Saturday. We ended up coming back They hung out for a little bit inside, and we ended up. What did we do? Oh, we ended up riding bikes. We ended up riding bikes to the local trail over here. And like I said before, I love riding bikes with the girls. And so I loaded up with the bike trailer. And I knew we were going far. And so I knew that if they could not make it, which they did not make it, they made it all the way there. But I knew we weren't going to make it back. And so I had to load them up and I loaded their bikes up in the bike trailer. And everyone was getting a kick out of it because it was just. I don't know. The girls love riding. And so, anyways, Saturday. That was Saturday. It was a good day. I hope you guys had a good day. And then Sunday. Sunday was interesting. I don't know how Sundays are in your household. But I know a lot of households, Sundays are church days. I know Saturdays too are like football, it's like football season, so like game days. We didn't really do that growing up, and it's not really my thing now, so we don't do that. But Sunday, time change was this weekend too. No one said anything about that. No one said anything about time change. Well, one person did, but I'm like, man, normally, anyways, yeah, time change was this weekend, and you know what that means? That means they're going to wake up super early. But they didn't actually. They did good. Sunday rolls around and we wake up around 7:45. I don't know. It was before 8. And they come running in, they come jumping in my bed, and they my 4-year-old wants to go to church. Now keep in mind, I was already like impacted Saturday with the sign that we got and hung up, but Sunday morning rolls around and out of nowhere, I've actually taken them to church. I've gone to church. I've tried to go back into church, and that's a whole nother thing. But you know, she wanted to go to church, and she wanted to wear a pretty dress. And she was not letting it down. And I'll be the first to tell you, I really wasn't feeling like going to church. And I will elaborate on that in another session, but I wasn't feeling like, 'cause I will go by myself and kind of go in and out. But I knew going with them, you know, it was going to be an ordeal. But anyways, Sunday I didn't cook, guys, because I knew they weren't gonna eat, and we were crunched for time because we were going to the first service. I didn't cook. I didn't even bother cooking because they weren't gonna be thankful for me cooking. So they ate some cereal bars, and they ate some cereal, and they spilled cereal all over the kitchen table and all over the floor. It was awesome. But we did go to church because she wanted to go. And yeah, I felt like a horrible parent because she wanted to wear a pretty dress. She didn't want to wear pants. It was cold outside. We didn't have a good morning after breakfast. There was timeouts, there was crying, there were tears. Their tantrums, and I was just like, what are we doing? Because we're about to go to church. I'm about to take them to church and act like nothing happened. And I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one. I know this happens all the time. Like, don't be hard on yourself. But yeah, we went to church. I did their hair, got their clothes finally on. She finally put on pants. And yeah, we went to church. And I just kept thinking the way there. Because it's funny, I've seen the videos, but it's an all out bash. Like, it's an all out fight with everyone before Sunday morning worship. And so everyone's fighting and arguing, and then the ride to church, it's so quiet. It's so quiet. And that's what it was Sunday. It was like that Sunday morning. It was so quiet. My girls didn't say anything. And yeah. So, went to church, and I felt bad because I dropped them off, and I went in the sanctuary, and I bawled my eyes out. I couldn't stop crying because I felt like a failure, I felt like a failing parent. But I just had to remind myself that it is okay. So, that is our weekend. I hope you all had a good weekend. Not every weekend's gonna be perfect. Not every weekend's gonna be fun. But you survived a weekend. Everyone's happy for the most part. And you did an amazing job. So, out of everything, I'm gonna read that sign again. Be thankful, live simply. Be kind, believe in yourself, never give up, use please and thank you, help others, cherish family and friends, do your best, listen with your heart, laugh often, and love lots. I'm signing off because I've talked way too long on this, but listen to those kids sometimes. Because they may know exactly what you need and you don't. And for me, that sign was exactly what I needed to put up in my house. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful time. I hope that your work week starts off great Monday morning, and I will talk to you all later.